This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Camp Millennium happens every summer, but making it happen takes a year-long effort. And Mindy Bean in here from Camp Millennium. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got a fundraiser coming up. Tell us about it.
Sure. This Friday, we have our annual Millennium Magic Pajama Ladies Night Out fundraiser.
And what's going to be taking place?
Well, we have a whole bunch of services coming in, like massage therapists, henna tattoos, different things like into that avenues. They come, they give their services. It doesn't cost anything besides the cost of the ticket for the event, which is $60. We have catered food, wine, soda, of course, different beverages, and everything is just totally with the cost of the ticket.
So what time and where?
It is at the new location, Buckaroo Barn, out on Stevens, and it is from 6 to 10 on Friday.
And, of course, you're trying to help pay for Camp Millennium. That's a big lift every year.
Yes. So our kids' camp happens in June. This past June, we had almost 100 kids, and we had about 70 volunteer staff. We raise money throughout the whole year by doing fundraisers and writing grants and just the community involvement by giving, you know, generously. And, yeah.
So what's the idea? If somebody hasn't heard about this before, kind of what's the purpose of the camp?
The purpose of the camp is, when it first came on, is for kids that have a cancer diagnosis, because kids just need to be kids. And they spend so much time in the hospitals, away from their families, that we wanted to make sure that there was something fun for them to do. Fast forward to this last year, so we have moved to not only the patient, we have the siblings, and we just opened it up for kids age 5 through 16 whose parents are in active treatment here in Douglas County.
And so this will be the first year for that?
Oh, we just passed
just
it, this
it?
Last
okay.
one.
So
yes.
How did that go?
That actually went well. We had I had a mom reach out to me who was just diagnosed recently with breast cancer, and she had a 5-year-old, and she was like, is there anything for my child? And I was like, well, we can make something for your child. So cancer affects these kids, and we just need to make sure that because everything happens up north in Portland for the treatments, and we just have to make sure that while they're here, we give them a life of just being normal for at least a week.
And at the same time, though, some of them are getting medication, et cetera, during the camp, right?
Oh, yes, for sure. We have a 24/7 medical staff on site. They bring their medicine. I remember the first year I went to camp, I saw a Ziploc bag that was probably like a 2-gallon Ziploc bag, completely full of meds.
Wow.
It took my breath away. I had no idea. And that was just for one kid.
Right. And just for a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. It's a tough time navigating cancer, whether it's you or a family member. You guys have been doing this for a long time. Are there other camps around the country that are doing similar things?
Sure. We're one of 71 of a COCA International, which is Children's Oncology Camping Association. There is a camp you can do, which is up in Portland. They're in the same. So Oregon actually has 2, which is pretty good because a lot of states don't have it. So,
and you've got fundraising throughout the year and a lot of people helping you out all year.
Yes, we do. So our next fundraiser goes right into October. We have the pumpkin patch out at the Bear Hill Farm. We moved it from Wildlife Safari a couple of years ago, and it is out on Dorner Road, out the Melrose area. So the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th weekends, we'll be out there from 10 to 4 raising money.
And what's going to be going on at that?
We took a lot of the stuff from the Wildlife Safari, so we still have the pumpkin wheel. We still have the little carnival games. We have the pumpkin coach that is a big pumpkin that's pulled behind a tractor. So it's pretty much everything that we had out there.
Wow. So yeah. All that coming up. Now, if somebody wants to go for this ladies' night on Friday, how do they get tickets?
On our website, we have it. It's under the event section. It's just campmillennium.org, or they can pay at the door.
And if people want to find out more about Camp Millennium, what's the best way to do that?
Campmillennium.org. There's the there. And then you can also email campmoregon@gmail.com.
All right, Mindy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.